Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
And I'm so very happy to be with you this morning. We have prepared today for you the questions that you have sent in. We've got some from Niels in Holland, from Angela in Ireland, from Scott in Ohio, from Kostas in Greece, from Peggy, and I think this is our Peggy up in Alaska. Bless her heart. I miss her beautiful face. And from Jennifer in New York, my beloved sister. Thank you. And we've got their questions to look at today, if we can fit them all in. Depends how deeply we delve into them. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, there's just a few announcements that I need to make for you. We have got two audiobooks, and possibly by the time the show airs, because we always do a bit of pre-record a week or two out, and by the time this airs, there might be three. But we've got some audiobooks for you that I've done in my own voice with editing, so it's brand new editions, and they're 4.5 hours each. I'm not exactly sure what the third one is, because it's not quite complete yet, but the first one is A Life of Miracles. And so if you haven't read Your Life of Miracles for a while, please go back and take a look at it through the audiobook, because it brings a whole new fresh perspective. We've also done Journey to the Heart of God. And what we've edited for you in a way that makes it more understandable is we've taken out the more deeply esoteric parts about, you know, cosmic bands and this sort of thing, and left in how to in your life, so that we have ended up with an edited, and they're both abridged, version of Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God in audiobooks. You can put it in your car as you commute back and forth to work. Now, the third book, The Way of the Toltec Nahual, is a brand new ebook, and it was created also, you will be able to order them directly from us as a hard copy and also as an audiobook. That one is not abridged. And it's very beautifully done, if I say so myself, because I didn't do it. It's from our wonderful producer, Paul Downs, who's from Cavern Studios in Amsterdam and is working here as our sound producer and part of our like family for the unforeseeable future. So he composed beautiful music in the back, and we have the male voice and the female voice with what was and what has come to be. We also have our brand new book out, Windows into Eternity. Now, for those of you that will hear these pre-records, because they're done in February, you get to get the February special, even though they may not air till March. If you mention that you heard it on VBS, we will still honor our Valentine's special. So, because, you know, it's not really fair, the ones you're hearing in February were done in January, and so you would miss out on our special. So, my brothers and sisters, it's the biggest one we've ever had, and it's just my gift to you for Valentine's. And also, you know, I know that everywhere folks are struggling a bit with cash right now, and we're going to address some of that this morning. But our books currently, and if you mention this ad, currently means whenever you hear this, are on sale. Aruba Serena, normally, because the color photography of the interdimensional, my favorite is the fairy right in front of my face, and but the interdimensional photography had to be done in color, so it's a $29.95 book. It's selling for $9.95. That's a 66% discount. The books, other than our brand new one that's just come out, which is Windows into Eternity, as well as Opening the Doors of Heaven, Windows into Eternity is at full price. It's at $19.99. It has just hit the streets in terms of getting into the bookstores. We have got Opening the Doors of Heaven, discounted at $5. So it's $14.95. Then all the other books, like Journey to the Heart of God, the wonderful thick one, which is Secrets of the Hidden Realms, actually was my favorite book to write. Secrets of the Hidden, can I say that? No, I can't. Every book I go, oh, it can't get much better. But I really enjoyed writing Secrets of the Hidden Realms. It's over 300 pages. It's quite a thick book. It's also selling at $9.95. So, you know, The Gift of the Unicorns with the Earth history in it, through the eons of that's gone before. All of those books, other than Doors, which is discounted $5, Opening the Doors of Heaven, and the full price one, which is our new one, Windows into Eternity, are now $9.95. It's our Valentine's special, but you'll be able to get it when you hear this. Now, my brothers and sisters, we are producing phenomenal e-books. The Way of the Toltec Nahual is the one that I want to address, because our first question is from Scott. And he posted this on February the 12th, actually, but we're just getting to it today. So he said that we have received the gift of the Toltec codes. This is in part because every single one of our e-books, there's one in February that came out, which is The Way of the Toltec Nahual. There's one in March coming out, The Thought That Fractured the Infinite, The Genesis of Individuated Life, How Individuated Life Came to Be. And it has a large bonus section that is the alchemical potencies of light that you can use in your everyday life. And it's a high form of alchemy. So that book, which is well over 300 pages, it will be out in March. Then in April we have out an even bigger book, which could be close to 400 pages. But, you know, that we keep those printouts as much as we can for electronic books at roughly $12. I don't know if it's $11.99 or $12.99, but whatever it is, around $12, we're keeping those prices, no matter how thick the books get, for the electronic printouts. The Gift of the Angels is an extraordinary book. For those of you that follow my life on Twitter, you will know that I've just locked myself, you know, 2 weeks ago or so, in a room, and just for the entire week communed with the angels to get this information. And it gives you the ability to affect humankind by giving them windows of opportunity. In other words, you're opening vision to them. It's their job to step through. We are not forcing enlightenment on anyone. Now, let's take a look at the first question, which is Scott's question. And by the way, The Gift of the Angels will be out in April. So the question is, you've received the gift of the Toltec codes. These are Toltec's words of wisdom for a changing reality. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, my brothers and sisters, was designed to create a situation in which we are using stumbling blocks as stepping stones. Life has changed, and those codes of life. Now, Scott asks a very good question. He says, is it possible that the codes themselves could lead to the formation of another matrix? The answer is yes and no, and I will explain that in a minute. But the Toltec codes of existence basically are studied by the 144 root races within the cosmos. And these root races are the main groups in which races within the cosmos can be roughly grouped with all their sub-groupings within that. 144 root races. They correspond to that wonderful macrocosm, the human being, major acupuncture points. 144 major acupuncture points. And if any of you wish to send me to my office, just say that I asked for it on the BDS show, that if any of you are acupuncturists and you want to send me the acupuncture points of the human body, And let's, you know, if they are sort of mirrored in the spine or whatever, I don't know because I don't do acupuncture, but I will be able to ask the infinite exactly which of those 144 points are which. Because we have 144 pieces of wisdom in the way of the Toltec Nahual book. Now, we also have a fabulous website by that name, wayofthetoltecnahual.com, that you can look at, and specifically for those of you that work with healing, because of the wonderful information. We've had reports from all over the world that it's working beautifully in clearing the spine. And I think we may have it for the major joints. But the book is separate. The book has 144 pieces of wisdom that replaces old wisdom. Now, I'm using wisdom very tongue-in-cheek, and I'll explain to you why in a moment. Let's call it rather insights. But these insights, the 144 root races are studying them. Each race has as their opportunity to look through a specific window. That's why it isn't a matrix. A matrix tells you what to do. An insight provides you an avenue in which to explore the infinite. We have been told that to explore the self is to explore the infinite. To explore the infinite is to explore the self. This is particularly applicable in the case of man. Well, where do you begin? These are the windows through which to look to start to get a thread and follow it into the labyrinth. You know, in the old mythology, somebody had to go into the labyrinth, but they used a golden thread and had somebody hold the end of the thread on the outside so somebody could go into the labyrinth and find their way back out again. So this is the way it is. It's at the end of a thread. It will open those acupuncture points in the body as we embody those truths in our daily life. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, therefore, was made as a booklet that you can carry with you every day, flipping it open to a place where you need to get the insight, or using it day by day to go one further to embody that day. There's 144 of these pieces of wisdom that clearly are very structurally oriented to the cosmos, because man has it as their acupuncture points, the cosmos has it as their as its races. So what you can look at this as is not something that tells you how to be. It is something that isn't a definitive truth. This is actually so important that I should have put it in the book. But it is not a definitive truth. It doesn't define life. It is the end of a thread. And it leads you into the mystery. So for that reason, it doesn't tell you how to be, because any time that happens, my brothers and sisters, we end up with another matrix. And matrix means illusion. Matrix means we have now created an artificial intelligence of sorts that tells us how to be. So I hope that this has been helpful, Scott. And now, there's a second question from Scott, and he says, when you say matrix or grid, that was all from the Fibonacci creation, the fall. Now, let me explain what he's saying there, because Scott is phenomenal to have along my journey. Every word that he studies is tabulated. He puts it into his manual, and he studies it in order. He is so up on this journey, and it's students that do that, that help pull in the deeper information. For instance, what I've just explained to his previous question, I didn't properly have formulated for myself. I didn't know. So it's when somebody is asking these deep questions, I'm fine with any question. Ultimately, it's just, you know, the end of another thread, but it really brings in new information. He says that formed from the Fibonacci creation, and he has in parentheses four. During the time when the Fibonacci sequence was the sequence, the mathematical sequence of creation. Now, I understand something like the center of the sunflower or something like a pine cone may or may not still be mirroring this because we expect it to look a certain way. But my brothers and sisters, the higher formula is, and I'm going to give the fuller formula for those of you that haven't heard some of my more recent talks, and we try and get these up everywhere we can, our daily blog very specifically, and we've also now created for you a place where you can take your questions regarding teachings and techniques and self-help. You first go to the Arcana website, and what you don't find there in the self-help techniques, which guides you through our 14 different websites, places where you can make your own life better, you can take to another forum, which is moderated by Simon. That forum also provides you with every day a question answered by me and a piece that's taken from the teachings or the readings. For instance, I just sent one on nature to Simon last night that will be up and running. So we have a meditation corner that he's managing that I give you fresh information every day. So my brothers and sisters, we have given you the following sequence to replace the Fibonacci sequence. 1, 3, 7, 12, 23, 54, 72, 96, 144. 214, 300, and 514. So, this is the new mathematical sequence for higher life. So he's basically saying that the grid, he's speaking about the grid and the matrix that's after, that's in the higher life. It's no longer according to the Fibonacci sequence. Why does the DNA flower open, then close to be one, then open and grow bigger, and close to be one again? How many times will it open and close? And he asks a brilliant question. What is outside the cosmos that affects the DNA rows? Now, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And perhaps, you know, I don't know how your website is working over there, but perhaps you can take a peek at the DNA rows. It's on our blog, and it's just go to www.almeendiary.com, go to the DNA rows and the enhanced DNA rows, and you will see what we're talking about. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The world of mysticism is yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Welcome back. And you know, I've just scanned my questions again. I've also got a question from Stephen in England. So we've got Ohio and England and Ireland and Greece and Alaska and New York, and a lot of questions pouring in. And my brothers and sisters, a lot of these martyrs are getting acquainted on our forum, which is on the Arcana, School of Arcana website. But these things are listed on our Spiritual Journeys website. So, you know, if you need easy guidance to get to these places, just double check there to our links page. Now, let's take a look at this issue of why the DNA keeps going to one strand and then more and another strand and more. Scott, the answer really might be phrased better if we ask the question this way, because it isn't really, you see, the way you're phrasing it presupposes that it's the same DNA strand. It isn't. Let's take a single DNA strand. A single DNA strand had a rose, if you will. It had the center core, it had three sort of frequency chambers around it, then the 7, 12, etc., until eventually it had 96 around it. Well, that DNA strand healed itself, becoming one. The separation of those strands healed into one. But guess what? That strand was one of a cluster of 12. And the cluster of 12 was one of another 12 clusters of 12. So as you can see, at the end of the day, you're going to possibly end up, if you work all the way through those, you're going to end up yet again with one strand that's now part of another cluster, and that cluster is like one strand in another cluster. So it isn't, why does the same strand open and close and open and close? It's just that we hit another level at which this strand, we went to another level at which there was more separation. The question really is, why are we continually in a cycle? Because it feels like we just overcome illusion, and then there's a whole new set of the same illusions, and that which we thought we have now incorporated as one becomes one component in the next separation, basis of separation. To get rid of cycles, repetitive cycles of life, anything that separates that which should be one, which is duality, as long as a fragment of duality remains within the infinite, we have cyclical change. In Journey to the Heart of God, I explain that the anatomy of change. That's very valuable for you to read. And now that the book is $9.95, you may want to stock up, because the special is really actually just for those of you that are listening to what we pre-record in February. So my brothers and sisters, if you look at the anatomy of change, you see that it's a transformation, a time when we go through huge shedding of life throughout the cosmos. Boy, we have certainly been through that. And, you know, unfortunately, we look at transformation as death versus growth. But it is part of the anatomy of change. Then we go to transmutation, where we take something of a lower order and we turn it to a higher order, and then eventually we transfigure, which is the third phase. This is linear change. We are doing linear change, so we keep repeating these cycles. And what we're, for instance, when the DNA transfigures like that, it's because of transmuting that's done. Layer upon layer upon layer of transmuting. Then as it becomes more and more light-filled, it can only hold so much light before it has to jump to the next level. That is transfiguration. I keep saying, we've solved all duality. This is the end of duality. I'm going to tell you that again today, because of the huge things that happened in the night. I was awakened in the middle of the night, and the infinite said, we are on the verge of a depression, and we are on the verge of two countries going to war. What was the matter is that something yet again within the cosmos was separated when it should be together. So I'm hoping to tell you about that, but it might not be till the week after this one. But, you know, what it is that has been happening cosmically. I hope this is the last time of solving duality. If it is, we will not keep hitting cycles of the same change. The good news is we've had a lot of dress rehearsals, and every time we hit those cycles, we're a little bit smarter. And so eventually, we get to the core of it. So now, let's look at Stephen from England, and my brother, nice to hear from you. He asks, why have homosexuals been such a target by many religions? That is because of the suppression of the opposite sex or gender within ourselves. For example, you know, the next question is from Angela in Ireland, and she speaks about the fact that life has become androgynous in the healing of polarity. Now, the healing of polarity, I only last night understood, because last night, for those of you that want to go to, I think it's Ustream Live or whatever it is, you can ask on the forum on the School of Arcana, and they'll tell you where to go. But they were videoing my hands as I was translating one of the 24 Jongala Brook tablets that we found in this incredible library in Egypt. And it's the Library of the Angels, and they did it in conjunction with the Jongala Brook. So one of those 24 tablets told me the origin of polarity. It will possibly be on the blog very soon. So if you will look for the origin of polarity when you go to the almeendiary.com, you will be able to read where it came from. But the polarity came from separating genders. And when it was separated, it was pushing against the opposite gender. So we've had this inner battle happen, and in fact, even in the night, the inner battle had to be dealt with, because it was an inner battle within the cosmos and an inner battle within the minds and the emotions of man. So where, as long as we suppress that which we are, any part of it, we are as much masculine at this point as feminine. All of us, we may choose to live as a woman or we may choose to live as a man, but life has become androgynous when the infinite became androgynous. The infinite mother was what we encountered when we were in the dream. And in fact, let me just see here. I thought that I saw, from Peggy in Alaska. Does the father exist outside of the mother? There's been very little of him lately, and I'm wondering about him. The infinite has become everything. The father does not exist outside of the mother, nor does the mother any longer exist outside of the father. So the good news is, my brothers and sisters, that if you're praying to the mother or you're praying to the father, it's going to one place, the androgynous infinite being. After years of being in the dream as a cosmos, in which the right brain was the only part really entering into the dream space, we were encountering a feminine deity. But we came out of that dream space in October of 2008, and I think it was October, and as we came out of that dream space, my brothers and sisters, the mother was no longer separate, nor was the father, so the one lives inside the other. So as you can see, Stephen, if people live from this highest truth, that they are not sexless, but genderless. And that is what androgynous means. To be a hermaphrodite, which is at one point what the infinite became. In fact, it was in September when I was in Scott's pod, in the Master Scott is in Ohio. Our beautiful Jan organizes those pods, and incidentally, there's one coming up, and we're going to be going to the Serpent Mound as a group, which sounds wonderful because I've never actually seen it in the physical flesh. So what we're looking at is that we became divine hermaphrodites. A divine hermaphrodite can yet separate. It can yet at one moment be only feminine and at the other moment be only masculine. Androgynous is different. It's one gender altogether. The sooner we accept this, the less war there will be within. The less war there is within, the more peace there will be on Earth. No matter what gender we choose to express as on Earth, we are still that nothing that can be separated. So, okay, let's take a quick commercial break.
A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. And incidentally, I'm certainly going to try to get to all your questions that I've read, from the folks I read about. But if I don't in this hour, we are actually recording the next hour, which will air a week apart, but right after this. So for those of you that are listening to this pre-record, stay tuned. And for those of you that are not, you will be hearing them next week. Let us go now to some questions from Angela, and she's in Ireland. What a phenomenal sister, incredible master, and just, her reality is also so very altered that I have to look through her eyes to know what she is saying, because she lives with one foot in and one foot out of the physical very much at all times. Angela writes, since becoming androgynous, is it now time to continue where one left off and physically go through the portal, the door of everything? She says this has already happened cosmically and in infinity. Physically, is it now ready to master as the next part of existence? The freedom of manifestation in all realms and assemble points. Let's just really try and focus on what it is she is saying here. My brothers and sisters, there has been a mechanism in place, if you will, where physical life is like that child in the center of the merry-go-round. And the merry-go-round whirls and whirls and whirls. Everything around changes constantly. But in the middle, the child hardly moves. They stay on one location. The child on the outside of the merry-go-round, as it swirls round and round, is in fact changing location. We've had it, as Angela is pointing out, that great and dramatic changes on a day-by-day basis which you can normally track by reading the smallish entries that come in every day. I spend hours every day. I was awakened by the infinite in the middle of the night to work on this issue of the depression not happening and the war not happening and because of imbalance in masculine and feminine and so on. So it's a good timing day for Stephen and Angela to be speaking and for Peggy to be speaking about this issue of androgyny and gender and so on. So the cosmos, something changes, the infinite puts something into the laws of existence, and bing, like clockwork, everything around us changes. But we can't see the change. We don't feel the spinning of the merry-go-round and how profound it is. You know, now imagine that child sitting in the middle of the merry-go-round. Now make that merry-go-round a mile big. So, you know, for a half a mile on either side, life is spinning round and round, very fast, very profound change. It doesn't matter how big the merry-go-round is, the child in the middle still doesn't hardly feel any movement. That's physical life. That's why Angela is saying, I mean, is it time for this to change? I've just come from Curaçao in the Dutch Antilles Islands, and oh my goodness, I miss them already. I woke up, of course, very early this morning and thought, oh, they're already up and about. And in Curaçao, they get up very early and go open their markets, and it's just a wonderful feeling there on this beautiful island. So, you know, I was thinking of what happened there. Oh, it was so profound, my brothers and sisters. I didn't even try and write about it on the blog because I didn't know how to say it. And it answers, in part, Angela's question. Now, see, every time there's a door, we've gone through the door. But then we found ourselves, as I pointed out in the earlier segment of the show, simply in another room. And it's like a box within a box within a box. Part of this has been that there have been seven illusions. And each box's walls has been made up of one of these illusions that come in a very specific order. There has been the illusion of the mirror. There's a mirroring effect that happens wherever something in the cosmos contracts. We went through a massive door in the first, it was the second week of February 2009. A massive door. My class and I cannot even tell you, we were floored. We could hardly speak. It was like we were in a whole altered reality. They came in, they left in such mastery that it's not even something I can share with you. This happened because of the door we went through. And then we were in another box. This is what I dealt with. It is a larger box. And the larger the boxes get, the better life on Earth gets. Nothing is in vain. But there was something very huge shown to us, and it had to do with these clusters of DNA strands that just didn't seem to end. Because we broke through the DNA and ended up in oneness. But it is one, it's the center with another rose around it. So these illusions, these seven illusions, the source of all the illusions is the seventh one. And the seventh one, I'm going to try and explain something deeply esoteric now, and I hope I can do a good job. There will be no end to the doors we go through, Angela. So, unless we find why there are continual splitting, there will be splitting as long as something that should be one is in two. The infinite being, if you read the book, the brand new book has just come out, Windows into Eternity, you can read how the cosmos forms. The cosmos forms by the infinite one cell's DNA. As long as it is like a projector that projects it. At first, it projected it outwardly, outside of the infinite being. And by the infinite being, I mean the embodiment of the infinite being. The presence of the infinite being is everywhere, but the embodiment of the infinite being is in a very unique place. It's in the middle of the merry-go-round. It's here on Earth. This is why man has been the archetype. So my brothers and sisters, we found that it's the skin of the infinite's body that's creating. This is brand new. Nobody knows this. This is the first time I have said this. It only happened hours ago for me in the middle of my night, where it was found that the seven illusions that are the main illusions, with the seventh one being television screens, computers, let's call it computer screens. The boxes are like computer screens. And wide forms is the layers of the infinite skin. There are, now I don't know if this is a medical fact, but it is a medical fact. Perhaps they just haven't discovered it yet. There are seven main levels of the layers of skin. These are the seven illusions. They create trillions of boxes in which we can keep going through doors only to be in another box. Because they create separation, the infinite skin is creating the separation between an inside and an outside. That had to change. That changed this morning. The being is expressing as a field with no skin, the infinite. Field isn't the right word, but it's the best I've got in English. So my brothers and sisters, let's take a few minutes and we'll be right back.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master and in addition continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almin's life was dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
My brothers and sisters, we got a commercial in there. And just to continue, see, as long as we were fighting our way through a door, then we're in another box. Then we create oneness within that box, so it can no longer contain us. Then it has to give way, and now we're in another box. Can you see that that's linear becoming? As a cosmos, linear becoming itself was creating a problem, because linear movement creates linear time. Linear time creates space, and that puts us back into duality. We have embodied spaceless space. There isn't an inside or an outside. That's why there was such a problem with the infinites having skin. And Niels has asked a very interesting question from the Netherlands. I'm going to tie it in, and then I'll come back to what Angela is asking here. And Neil says he has this deep inner longing for seeing the face of the Infinite Mother Father? Is there any sigil or technique or incantation or meditation to help achieve this greatest of gifts? There's three parts to that question, Niels. Part one is that remember of all places. Now, in our language is not adequate to describe spaceless space, because even Angela's questions, you know, she's asking here that is there a freedom to embody fully in any point, even in source? Technically, we are in source. How can we be anything else, you see? Because there is only source, but she's meaning in the presence of the infinite. Because if you can understand that there is something like spaceless space, then you can understand that there is no living inside source, but seeing source as the infinite embodiment outside of ourselves. These things are not incompatible with spaceless space, because there is no inside and there is no outside, and it's just a matter of how you want to see something. We've been in this situation, but fine-tuning it, because, as I said, even the linear movement of becoming, in a way, creates space. So let's go to what Niels is asking. There are I can give you that answer, Niels, and this is a private joke, my brothers and sisters, because the master Niels is a wonderful master from Holland, and he's always in my Irish class. And by golly, I tell you, I don't know what I'd do if he's not in amongst the masters of the White Rose in Dublin, because he keeps me on the straight and narrow. When I give him an answer that's one level or two level or three levels deep, Niels says, nope, that's a pat answer. I want the deeper truth. So I'm not going to give you the pat answer, Niels, and that is that I am delighted to ask the infinite. We did, in fact, have a sigil, and it should still be highly and fully functional. That sigil, I believe, is on, let me see. I received it when I was in South Africa. If you ask for it on the A School of Arcana forum, I know that many of the masters have it. It's a sigil that has no beginning and no end, and it's in mother's language, and it is to contact the infinite. Any gift like that has been given to us by the mother during the dream state is upgraded every time life upgrades or births out of the dream, so it absolutely will still work. We have that one sigil. It's the sigil to access the infinite's being. Number two is that the infinite is living on Earth. To go back to Angela's answer that I was saying there, is we're living within the infinite, but we can also see the infinite as an embodiment on Earth. Now, the infinite can actually then be seen as a person with a form. Many of the masters have been promised in my classes that they will have a vision of the infinite. Some of them are back and forth day by day basis to see the infinite. There is no reason why that vision cannot be given to you. But I will tell you something, Niels, right off the bat. It's not what you think. It is something that's like right in front of your face that you couldn't see. So that is the deepest answer that I can give you. A, you're going to have to ask for it and see it in a vision, and that's fine. B, be really open. It's not going to be what you expect. And C, understand that you are living within the infinite, and that the infinite then also is without, so that we don't create a linear inner outer space again in wanting to see something as though it were outside of ourselves. And then, you know, of course, there is the sigil to access the infinite. I can ask if there is anything more than that. I'm hearing right away, Bishnachve ska uvich, eskle haruvash paurach, Estekla unutru verishpavi. Right before you I have stood, but you knew me not. It is time. I will come to you in the dream. So that is what you're receiving as your answer, and I cannot improve on that one. So I'm going to go to the next answer, to the next question. Is immortality living one's true birthright outside the dream? This is back to Angela from Ireland. And she's asking me, do we have the freedom to travel anywhere fully embodying? Let's look at both those things together. We have been living in television screens. Not even the infinite is out of that television screen. This is like a long awakening, like a slow awakening for the infinite to heal and study in some way some of its own parts. Now, that is true, and yet there are higher truths behind it. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you see too much into the esoteric, it gets hard to speak at all. We have it around the house. Oops, we can't say that anymore. And you know, we have hardly any language left because we've seen so much. And I'm speaking about what we tongue-in-cheek on Twitter. And by the way, you don't need to have a Twitter page to be able to read my daily little bits and pieces. There's a lot of insights about what happened in the night already posted on our Twitter page today. But if you read there, you know, we call them the A-team because it's Rogier from the Netherlands. That is our producer for our video. And then we've got Paul Downs. He's from England originally, and he's our sound producer. We have Hong An, who grew up in Paris. She's Vietnamese, and she is our wonderful technician for the websites and so on. And we have got another person on board, who is Nilini in Toronto. She is Spanish and has translated our Spanish books. And then also we have got Simon, who is from Nigeria, and he is running now the website, and he is part of the A-team. We have Jan, who does our daily blog from Ohio, American. And we have got our beautiful Helena, who is starting a Polish blog. And she will be translating things into Poland and creating a place where Polish people can discuss these concepts with the help of Hong An, of course. So we call them the RA team, and they coined this phrase, the Almin team. They coined it, and they think it's very funny. But it gets to the point where we hardly know how to talk because language is so inadequate. Immortality can only be, in its truest, non-pat answer form, if there is no screen in which we live. For the first time this morning early, that has been put in place that will get rid of the screens. Will it be complete? I'm going to say yes, because even if it takes 1,001 steps, I will say yes, it's complete 1,001 times, because I don't want to miss that 1,001st time and by being faceless. So I'm going to say yes, it's complete. But this morning something was done, no longer to shoot through the boxes, through the television screens, but to stay put and dissolve them around us. And this is done by the infinite dissolving skin as something that separated inner and outer space. So, my brothers and sisters, immortality is when we are made from that which is. As long as we were in a television screen, we were as real as we could get, but we couldn't properly be real because we were in an unreal environment, the way an actor is on stage. But it does mean that it is our true birthright outside of the dream. These screens or boxes have been another way of awakening for the infinite. Are we finally out of the dream? I absolutely am going to say yes. And it's a great day. My brothers and sisters, I will, in the next hour, get to Costas's question from Greece and Jennifer's from New York. And if you have more, send them into Twitter. And I hope the A-team is looking at Twitter and they can hand me your questions if they want to. So, okay, we will. And if not, we'll do those tomorrow when we are again pre-recording 2 hours. So we've come to the close of our show for today. I try to squeeze as much in as I can. And my love to you all, and thank you very much for walking this journey with me, and we'll talk again soon.
Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From his background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Almeen. Please join us again next week. Thank you.